Good Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us for today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your host for today's show, obviously, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How are you getting along today, Pastor Bob?
I'm doing great.
Well, that is good, because I'll tell you something. We have got one heck of a show. I'm going to call it a whopper. We are going to be touching on a national issue, and we're going to try to rein that thing into Idaho and Washington State. We're talking about federalizing education, ladies and gentlemen. We are definitely going to be diving headfirst into this thing called Common Core. And some of you may already know about Common Core being referred to as Communist Core. And again, we're going to be featuring this Common Core issue here over the next several weeks on Christian Conservative Radio. We will have available to us some state level legislators, some experts in the field of Common Core, what it is all about and what the federal government is looking to do with our American children. So with that, Pastor Bob, how about a mission statement for all of those new listeners out there to Christian Conservative Radio?
Well, you know, this mission statement was written to just kind of bond us together. Just an idea. My son actually wrote this mission statement for me, and it's with some of the words I put in: to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed. And you know, Mike, that Christian Conservative Creed, we've used it for years and years, and how important it is. It has been, when we post it at meetings, it brings people together. When I post it anywhere, they say, that's the group I want to be a part of, because God is first in everything. And Mike, would you like to go over that Christian Conservative Creed?
Oh, you betcha.
Creed?
That Christian Conservative Creed will be as follows, folks. We believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom. And that's an item that we are definitely going to be addressing today in regards to this Common Core federalization of our education system. The Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and I will be clear, folks, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. And as well, you can find these documents as well as resource information. Sign up. You've got access to podcasts from previous broadcasts. And all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to log on to www.rallyright.org. Again, that'll be rallyright.org. If you can't do that internet thing, we can help you out. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005. And with that, Pastor Bob, please.
Well, you know, this program is about leading people to Jesus Christ first. But now that you're a Christian, and now that you've come to the Lord, if you have, what are you going to do with your faith? You need to, you know, I think the great commission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and lead others. But what are you going to do in your community? What are you going to do when you get in school? What are you going to do in your city? And so God says, occupy until I come. Jesus is going to return someday, and this is all going to be over. But until then, we've got a battle to fight, and we need all the armor of God. And so he gives us his armor. And one thing is to stay into the Bible, stay into his word, trust in him, have faith. The Bible in Ephesians goes over many things that we need to do to put on our guard. And so as we go out there to fight the battle, we need the Holy Spirit. And we got to pray for the Holy Spirit to give us understanding and to take away all fear. Fear is one of the number one things that stops us from doing things. And so God is called a lot. Now, sometimes you go out there in fear anyway and do it. And God gives you and he leads you and he goes before you. And so call on his strength. And so right now I see Christian after Christian now stepping up in our local Idaho area, in the panhandle of Idaho, and they're coming forward one right after another, and they're willing to just be bold and stand there, and they're going to stand in the gap. And so our Bible passage is a passage that we've used before, but I got to read it again. Ezekiel chapter 22 says, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. Well, I feel like God is now finding people out there who are standing in the gap. And one of our guests today, we're going to introduce in a little while, has stood in the gap of working hard on behalf of the things that the Lord would call her to do. And so it's just a great thing going on.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You're absolutely correct. We are seeing some good Christian conservatives stepping up and standing in the gap. But you know something, ladies and gentlemen? It isn't enough. We need more Christians and other folks out there that believe in the American way, that believe in the American government and what the United States of America was basically based on. And I'll tell you, I mean, the issues that we see in today's are very, very similar to what we have seen throughout history here of the United States of America. And I'll give you a real good example with regard to this message of standing in the gap and why it is so important. You know, back between 1825 and 1835, there was a pastor by the name of Charles Finney here in the United States, over on the East Coast. He was a well-known Christian revivalist in that particular day. Again, this is back in the early 1800s, folks, almost 200 years ago. And here's what he had to say to Christians during that time. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church and Christians will take right ground. Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, and Christians must do this duty to their country as part of this duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course that Christians take in politics. And I'm hoping that you folks out there listening, whether you're loyal listeners or brand new listeners, please, folks, you got to take that to heart. You got to start talking to all your congregation members, your coworkers, your family members, etc., and get them inspired, motivated to stand in the gap with you.
Well, sometimes people pray, God, do all the work. Well, God's saying, I can't even say, God's saying back, well, you know what? You need to go out there and do something, and then I will give you the power to do it. He empowers you. And so you have victory in Jesus Christ. How, you're the salt of the earth. How in the world is anything going to get done in this country unless the Christians come forward under the power of God? And you know what he's telling you to do. What he's telling you to do. And so, you know, you can't just sit back in your chair and say, well, I'm going to let God take care of it all, you know? No, God's saying, hey, get out there, and you're supposed to be a part of everything that's going on.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You are definitely hitting that nail on the head here because, you know, you have heard me preaching over the last just a little over a year now, folks, about how prayer and works go together. You know, I mean, as Pastor Bob said, I mean, you can't ask God, you know, to wave his magic wand and make things happen here. I mean, there's got to be some commitment. There's got to be some sacrifice. In other words, there has to be works from those folks that are here in the earthly form right now.
Well, that's the whole statement in almost the whole New Testament is, as you as a Christian, you're going to be besieged by things all the time. And God's got you in a testing ground to see what you're going to do here. Are you going to have faith, or are you going to go crawl away and cower somewhere and just let evil just reign? You know?
Oh, you bet. And I'll tell you, you know, with prayer and works, look what it is that you guys can accomplish. I mean, through the efforts of this show, through the efforts of certain people here in the Northern Panhandle, over across the state of Idaho, here in the state of Washington, specifically here in Spokane County, we saw huge victories this last election cycle. We saw Christian conservative leaders step up to stand in the gap, make that sacrifice along with their families to become elected people, leaders here in our local communities.
Well, you know, Mike, I'll tell you, it's just been a real victory in the last few weeks in Idaho and all the elections since May, and it's just like I have never – everything has changed.
I mean, you betcha it has.
Somebody said, well, what's changed? I was talking to a guy at the gas station just the other day. He goes, because he says he's been following me for years. He's seen me in the newspapers and everything like that. And he says, what's changed? And he goes, well, he's not paying attention to what's changed yet. I said, well, the change is coming, They're just now, we're just getting them in there. It takes time to win this battle.
It does. You know? It does.
And it takes time, and it's coming about. But today I'd really like to get down to some really important things here, and one is to introduce our guests. Melanie Vanderveer, are you here today?
I am.
You're right here with us.
Yes.
And Melanie, she's been on the program several times here. She's kind of a regular on the show. She's done so many things over the last few years. It's only been a short time since we've been working at this, 6 years. But she's a precinct committeeman, the leader of the Christian Conservative Caucus, the precinct committeeman of the year. When she got in elected after the first year, she already won precinct committeeman of the year, doing out of 1,500 precinct committeemen in the state of Idaho. She was honored for doing the most work and accomplishing the most. And I'll tell you, Melanie, God has blessed you.
God has blessed me. And thank you for all these good compliments. It's so nice. I didn't know I was that good.
Well, I'll tell you something, Melanie. I definitely have to take my hat off to you because, you know, in other circles where I run, you know, we are always talking about touting the fact that we need more people to become that power of one. And you definitely epitomize the power of one. And I'll tell you something. You know, you've definitely taken the bull by the horns with this issue called Common Core. I understand that you've got a little bit of groundwork that you've already conducted. You've already created a resolution here that's going to be looked at on a statewide level in the state of Idaho. We already know that the Republican National Committee back in August of this year came out with a resolution commending parent activists who were involved in the anti-Common Core effort. And I'll tell you, you know, as I opened the show with, Common Core is also known as Communist Core, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, as we turn the microphone over to Melanie to explain, the more she talks about this, the bullets that we serve up to you folks, you're going to recognize some of this stuff is coming directly from the Communist Manifesto. So with that, Melanie, please, you've got the mic.
Well, thank you, Mike and Bob, for having me on today, because I am passionate about this Common Core subject. And just 2 months ago, I knew nothing about it. So as I researched it and saw, it's just disheartening to see that this is what is happening to our children in America. And, you know, I have 10 grandchildren coming up that have to be educated, and I cannot allow this to happen to them. So I'm fighting hard and getting myself educated. And being a precinct committeeman, it gives me the ability to be in the Republican Party and have an area where I can bring a resolution forth and get to our legislators and find out how to be the most effective we can to try to stop it. So being a committeeman has really helped me, and I've learned so much in 4 years, not knowing anything going into what that was. But a committeeman is the person that has a precinct, and you help the people in your precinct know how to vote. And so as we go forth, and I'm also wanting to find more righteous people to be in politics so that we can have truth and honesty. We shouldn't be lied to. So as we go forth here fighting the good fight for America and for our kids and grandkids, this Common Core absolutely has to be stopped. And so that's where I am now. And
Melanie?
Yes.
You know, you said, hey, I didn't know anything about much about this since 2 months ago. Can you tell simply what Common Core is? I mean, when I heard about it, I didn't have any idea what was going on. And what is Common Core, and what are they trying to do, really simply, in some simple words?
Okay. It is a government takeover of our children's minds. They want our children to be common, that no one should stand out above the others. It's a dumbing down of our children. It's a taking away the history of our founding fathers. It's a data mining of our children from preschool to high school, and nobody knows what they're storing up on our children.
Now, how are they introducing this? I mean, you know, Common Core is being introduced how, to where, and what, all across the country?
It's all across the country. It's in all the schools. And as it's been introduced, it wasn't really honestly introduced. So a lot of states didn't really know what it was. But as they're bringing this teaching into the schools and the teachers and the parents, they're seeing this. It's unbelievable, really. It's shocking, I believe. Why are they doing this to our children and trying to dumb them down? It's just very sad. And the education, why was our sex education written by Planned Parenthood? And why are our children in elementary school learning about sex education anyway? But we as parents now have to stand up, we as Christians, because we cannot allow this to be happening, not even one more day. It's disheartening to me to know today that our kids are being taught these things. So I am not going to stop until we get it stopped in Idaho, and I won't stop there. It'll stop in America. So there are states already fighting. People are waking up. They're seeing it, and they're saying, we want our kids to not learn about
this. Oh, you bet. You bet. Well, I'll give you a couple more points for the listeners out there to think about. Now, you know, as a parent who raised three kids, brought them up through public school, I have seen, because I made it a personal point to take a look at the textbooks, et cetera, I had seen over the years where some aspects of communism and socialism has been in our schools for decades. And, you know, the thing about this Common Core situation here, now the progressives that are running the schools, they're not really interested in a well-rounded child that has an understanding of American morality and government, because they are only interested in creating human capital that is able to work for the government-sanctioned corporations now running the government in education. And, you know, one of the methodologies that these liberals are utilizing in Common Core is what they call the Skinner-Pavlov method. And just so that you folks know what the Skinner-Pavlov method is, it's directly associated to training your pets, for instance. It is the command associated with reward type system. And I'll explain further. When you want your pet to learn something, you repeat the command and then give a reward. So eventually your pet will respond to your command without the reward. No thought necessary in that. It's just a reaction to your command. Now, this technique in mind control treats your child as though they are pets. They will not be required to think. They'll only be required to respond. And I'll tell you something. You know, you can see that in a lot of the curriculum that our kids are being exposed to here. And I'll give you a good example. When we're talking about arithmetic or math in general, it doesn't matter if you get the answer right or wrong. What matters is the explanation that tells you how to get from point A to point Z. And whether and how you got to that right or wrong answer. Again, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. They just want you to explain how it was that you got to that particular thing. And again, it's all no thinking, just reaction.
Well, Melanie, you know, there's many things you have in a lot of documents here in front of us. What is going on? Are they trying to turn our kids into global citizens and trying to – I mean, I believe in the United States of America, the sovereignty of the United States. But what is the effect of some of the things they're doing? Tell us some specifics.
Yes, it absolutely is government control of our children, teaching them to be good little global citizens and that everyone should be the same. And so it is what Mike said about the corporations. They want the workers to work in their corporations. And so that's how our kids will be trained. They'll have a seventh grade level, and there'll be a selected college for them, two-year college, not a four-year. They won't get to choose where they go or what occupation they will have. Through the data mining, they will be told what they will be, what their career will be, and what college that they'll go to. And so it is a fully a communistic view of schooling. And yes, absolutely.
You know, and another way to sum that up, folks, is this is Agenda 21 directed right to parents and children. And what we're saying here, Common Core strips away local control of education. Parents have no say in the standards or the curriculum that's being taught. And, you know, give you an example. You know, we are now exposing kindergartners all across the United States to sex education. And we're not talking about utilizing a condom on a cucumber, as, you know, some of us were taught back in the day. I mean, we're talking about actual graphic, pornographic type depictions of anal sex, fellatio, cunnilingus. I mean, it's all reminiscent of Sodom and Gomorrah, period. And again, parents have no say, no control.
Well, and they don't they pretty much in the Common Core, Melanie, don't they mostly go against biblical things in America and Christian values? What is going on there?
Right. It is. It's an non-biblical, anti-America, anti-Christian values. They do not want our kids to know about God. And another upsetting thing to me is their teaching of Islam and how they're teaching one day of Christianity, that Jesus is not a deity, and that Christians are divided. Yet they spend weeks on Islam and the five pillars of that and how jihad is good. So really, do we want our children being taught that? We are a Christian nation, and we should have prayer and Bible back in the schools, and we'll work on that one next. But that's what our kids need, not to know more about Islam.
Well, that's it, Melanie. You know, just changing things away from this and the subject right now, tell me what's going on in Idaho. What have you done? You've done some miraculous things over the last few weeks, and I can't believe what's happened.
Well, God is so good to us, I have to say. And because we put God first in everything we do, I am involved in three prayer groups a week now, and needing more, actually, because prayer is what is going to help us to get rid of this. It's God who will do it through his children. And so we come before God and beg to him to help us, and he does. So we have, learning about Common Core, I said, okay, I have to write a resolution. Let me get started on that. Well, as I was researching it, I found a resolution that was already written, which was done so well, and it was meant to be voted on in the Republican Party convention last June. And so it first came about, brought forth to the Clearwater County. Mark Walton introduced it, and it was passed there, brought to the convention, and of course, nothing got voted on in the convention. So it did pass out of the committee, but not voted on. So I got permission. They allowed me to use this, and Mary Adler was actually the one who wrote this. And so I have brought it forth to our Kootenai County Central Committee, and we voted on it last week, and it passed. And so now I've been, in the last few weeks, contacting every single central committee within the whole state of Idaho and asking them, would they consider looking at
some 30 central committees. Is that correct?
Yes, I've already contacted 30. I still have 14 more to go. And they're all so excited about this, and they're all putting it forth. Many have voted on it already, passing it unanimously. And so by January, we should have most every central committee voting on this, which is really exciting to see. So our next step, though, of course, is to get it to our state party, Republican Party, when they meet in January, that it'll be brought forth there, voted on, and then it will be going to the legislature resolutions committee and then the education committees in both the House and the Senate.
Well, this is really something, Melanie. You know, this is what started out 6 years ago. We got the precinct committeemen elected. These precinct committeemen get together under your Christian Conservative Caucus. You got this resolution. You presented it to the Central Committee. They all voted on it unanimously, didn't they?
Yes.
At the last meeting. And then you contacted 30 other Central Committees. You distributed it all over the state of Idaho. Now, this is the first time this is happening in the history of Idaho where the common people are going and putting forth all of this to go to legislation.
Oh,
and
bet.
So this could be something that could defeat Common Core in Idaho before it gets going. It's going to be a battle, though.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. It sure definitely will. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, we are running out of time today. Again, stuck in a dilemma where we've got a lot of show, not enough time, neither here nor there, though. We're hoping that we trained you well. You got that pen and paper handy, because if you'd like to take a look at this resolution, again, it's a resolution opposing Common Core state standards. It'll be resolution 2014-P3, and you can find that by logging on to www.unitedconservativesofnorthidaho.org. Again, that'll be www.unitedconservativesofnorthidaho.org. And with that, Melanie, could you close us out? something for her.
I certainly will.
Thank you so very much.
Father, we just come before you, and we just want to thank you and praise you so much, God, for your goodness to us and your love and mercy. And so, Father, we just ask that you go before us, that you continue to help us, Lord, to bring our country back to a shining light on a hill. God, that we can make a difference. And so I just want to thank you and praise you so much for this radio show. And Father, that you would help us now to fight against Common Core and the many other things we need to do. So we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to head on out the door for the rest of the weekend, once again, www.unitedconservativesofnorthidaho.org. We will be featuring here on Saturday at noontime for the next several weeks this issue called Communist Core. Oh, I mean Common Core. And with that, as we head on out the door, folks, all you fathers, grandfathers out there, grab that family, glorify and praise God. Give the family a great big hug and a kiss. Take them somewhere nice. Bye-bye.